英式英语一分钟 with 肖叔叔
Daily Dose of British English with Uncle Seal.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hi, Uncle Seal 跟上两集肖叔叔跟大家讲过 Despite 这个字即使尽管后面要跟一个名词包括可以是一个正常的名词 Despite her beauty or despite her lack of beauty 如果想用一个句子我可以用 Despite the fact thatShe's not very pretty. 另外仲一个讲法呢就是我可以用一个名词跟住加类似 ing 咁嘅 form。例如俾个例子嚟。Despite the lack of data. The lack of data, 我哋数据嘅不足呢个名词啦。如果我后面加 ing, 我亦都可以讲嘅。Despite the data being incomplete, we have the conclusion that, 虽然我哋而家嘅 data 系唔 complete。咁我哋可以唔用 despite the fact that the data is incomplete, 我哋亦都可以将佢转做 despite 呢个名词跟住加 ing form, despite the data being incomplete, 我哋可以点点点点点。复杂少少亦都系相对地好 formal 嘅讲法呢、这个就更加 formal 因为有呢个咁嘅句式。我哋今日就讲到呢度啦轻轻复杂下 despite 后面跟一个名词或者 despite the fact that 可以一个句子。或者 despite 一个 noun 后面加返啲 ing form 有时亦都可以嘅。咁当然呢大家要留意返自己听到人点样讲跟住再尝试返。总之最紧要嗰个 rule 系后面无论如何都要跟一个名词或者类似名词嘅东西我先去 despite 你嗰啲。今日讲到呢度拜拜。
各位听众如果有任何同英文学习有关嘅问题呢欢迎到我哋嘅 IG,UncleSealOTHK, 留言又得亦都可以 DM 肖叔叔。